Hartley's got to be so smart and so smug up there in a helicopter. Big deal. Bit of a helicopter, chum Air Force. Ugh. It's 13 before 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever tried to get a telephone booth in Toronto? There's always somebody in them. And usually, it happens something like this. I employed the help of one of the chum staff to do this little call.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Fine.
This is Ed Burroughs speaking. I just get in from Montreal. I'm in the banana business up in Montreal.
Are you going to be long, sir? I was using the phone.
Excuse me, I'm in a phone booth. Hello?
Yes.
I'm in a phone booth.
I was using
what
the phone. What
is that?
Are you going to be long? I was using the phone, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I might be a few minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I was placing a long-distance call, and I just went up to get some change.
Well, that's too bad. Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy here. The lady was here with the baby, and she
I
said,
had the phone booth, sir. I was
well,
using
look,
the phone
wait a minute. This is public property.
Yes, I know, but I was in use when you came in.
No, the phone was on the hook.
I know, I understand.
Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. I went over to the newsstand. I picked up my dime. I called these people.
I know, but I was
on
using
the
phone, sir, if you don't mind.
But
the public phone, which was in use.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. Would you get out of this phone booth?
Sir, I am not getting out. I was in this phone booth.
Would you shut up your big mouth for 1 minute?
Are you a businessman?
Yes, sir.
Most businessmen are polite.
You know something, pal?
Are you talking to a client right now?
They may be. Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Look. Can you help me out? There's a Mr. Glenn, you see.
Yeah.
His name is Bill, I think. Now,
are you sure it's not Harold?
I'm sorry. I have to use this phone. I was here first.
Look.
Long-distance call I was making, and you interrupted.
Look, I have no doubt. I have no doubt in my mind that you made a long-distance call, that it's important. But would you mind? My call is just as important.
Yes, well,
would you be
quiet? A common courtesy.
Would you shut up?
Courtesy. Now, let's have a little politeness, shall we?
Ma'am.
Let's not get excited.
Ma'am.
Can you not be reasonable?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am, could you talk to him, please?
What am I going to do? I can't talk to him.
Just try to pacify. Just tell him. Just explain. I just called. I just placed the phone call. And that I'll be off the phone in just a second. I'm just inquiring about this associate of mine, a former associate. And
sure, I'm a very busy man.
Would you just tell him, ma'am? Hold on. Just a second. Would you talk on the phone, please?
I'm sorry to involve you, ma'am, but we're extremely busy here.
Well, we're extremely busy at the office also.
Yes, I can quite understand that.
I wonder if he could just ask me who it is he wants to
check. He has been on this phone for 10 minutes, ma'am, and I've been trying to get it because because I had already placed a long-distance call.
Look, would you please... you're stepping...
And,
your elbow is on my hat.
You're a very nice woman.
Oh, I'm so mad I could... Ooh, what do you do when you get mad?
Who is this Mr. Glenn you're looking for?
He used to be in the...
He's right over here. This is the fella here.
Wait a minute, officer. Officer, just a minute. I can explain the whole thing.
I had the phone first.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Could you explain to the constable? Just a moment. Constable, come
here. I had the phone first.
Wait a minute, Constable.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Constable O'Reilly. What's going on? These two men look like they've been drinking.
Well, this is the banana company, and... Mr. Burroughs called...
Get out there in the wagon.
Would
you shut up?
Here, sir.
Anything you say now will be used against you down to headquarters.
Go ahead, ma'am. And what happened?
In the meantime, the other gentleman had kept interrupting.
Put the cuffs on that one, Bill. Put the cuffs on that one.
Wait a minute.
An argument started, and this has been going on for the past few minutes.
Well, that's ridiculous. Oh, dear.
So,
did you ever listen to the radio?
Oh, no.
Did you ever listen to Jungle Jan, chum?
Oh, yes.
That's who I am.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I think you're terrible.
You think I'm terrible? Why?
Oh, jeepers, you got anybody involved here?
Get those two people out in the truck.